Good morning, 741 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Wednesday, therefore it is time to talk with Mayor D.C. Reeves, the mayor of Pensacola. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So the big topic, I think, on most people's minds right now is the red light cameras, which are obviously not yet in operation. You have explained this before. I think we might have been the first to report the poles were in the ground. I'm not sure. Anyway, put those pictures up yesterday. Got a lot of conversation about this. Some people very supportive, some people very much in opposition. You said yesterday and clarified, which is you've said before, they were not going to be operational until at least January. There was going to be a grace period where you might get a mail, you know, they're going to flash and you might get something in the mail, but it's a $0 ticket because it's just a warning. But then sometime in February, they're going to actually go live. Bayou and 9th, Fairfield and 9th, Airport and 9th. Are there other intersections? Am I forgetting? Are there other ones?
Yeah, there's five intersections in total, but it's not every direction of the intersection. Airport and 9th, Bayou and 9th will be all four
approaches.
Directions.
Okay.
Fairfield and Davis is only east-west. Fairfield and 9th is only east-west. It's the Fairfield traffic that has all the violations and crashes historically. And then actually the one, the on-ramp from the beach, ultimately, that people start the on-ramp about 60 miles an hour before they get to the light at 9th Avenue.
The 9th Avenue and Gregory. Yeah. Okay. I forgot about that one, too. Okay.
So just the one direction, obviously.
Yeah, so I know you get a lot of feedback and pushback and criticism on some of these things. You know, sometimes you and I agree, sometimes you and I disagree. This is one where we emphatically agree. Like, I do understand because I listen, I'm not dumb, but I don't understand why people are so opposed to this because it only makes sense and all your law enforcement are on board. But your chance to comment, to sell the public on this plan.
Well, listen, let's start at the fundamental base here, which is, don't we all agree as citizens that people shouldn't run red lights? And if you don't agree with that, then I've lost you. We're never going to agree.
Right.
I think we should all agree that we shouldn't run red lights. So if we start there, what I think is so ironic about the efficiency argument, hey, there's going to cause more fender benders. Hey, well, what about my rights, about tickets? Here's my argument right now. What is the efficiency of people if they violate running the red light, how efficient are we right now in those people getting tickets? And the answer is zero. Right. I mean, we don't have the resources to do that. We're not going to put an officer at every intersection 24 hours a day.
Well, multiple officers, right? In order to catch some of these intersections, you'd have to have multiple officers stationed there.
And not only that, at 9th and Bayou, for example, it's indefensible. Tommy Leiter talked about that during my transition team report, mm-hmm. You know, when he mentioned red light cameras. It's indefensible. You can't even put an officer somewhere where they would actually be able to go get that person in any safe way. So I just find ironic that we are now arguing about the efficiency of which the enforcement would take place when we start from a foundation of absolutely zero efficiency of being able to catch people and have them, get a ticket for running a red light or causing an accident. We don't have that right now. So if our next problem, our next layer is, okay, well, we're worried about fender benders or people hitting the gas or wait, that photo real or not real. Those arguments of efficiency are wildly better than where we are today, which is nowhere. We're in the wild, wild west. And so I think you have to understand it in that context. And it's not just, well, here are these new concerns. Yeah, but with those concerns comes us catching people who run red lights. And I go back to it, Andrew, me and you talk about it all the time. I've got the ultimate solution. Don't run the red light.
Right.
That's all you have to do. And the second efficiency is, and I know you mentioned yesterday, you know, it's a drain on our resources, our police officers to come out and handle these accidents. It's not just a drain. It's our number one drain by far. When our police officer is not patrolling your neighborhood, when they can't respond as quickly, the number one drain on our resources at the Pensacola Police Department is us going to car accidents and having to deal with that and deal with paperwork and all of that. So, I 100% agree. This should be about efficiency, which is we will be in a better place to make sure that we're catching people who are running red lights, that we're preventing dangerous accidents, injuries and fatality-based accidents, and we get our cops back on the street to be keeping you safe and not dealing with these accidents more than they need to be.
I tell you, that I'm gonna say what you said just a little bit differently because you said it right at the end, but putting red light cameras in operation at crash prone and red light running intersections is a way of hiring more cops to run calls because they won't have to be running crash calls anymore. And I, that is a impressive argument in favor of the public safety issue. Questions. First question, do you know, is there actual video or is it only photos that will be available? And the reason this was asked is partially for validation of the truth of the thing, but also the possibility of it being used as a crash cause resource for investigations and settlements.
I'll let you ask Mike that tomorrow.
Okay.
Just because I don't want to, you know, misquote that.
Okay.
Whether it's photo or video or both, you know, I would let them answer that.
Okay. The company that is going to be operating this, of course, PPD will have an officer watching, eyes on, to make sure that every ticket issued is validated. Right. That's still true.
Correct.
Okay. The company is taking a pretty hefty slice of the money. I think it's about 2/3 of the money goes to the company. Why is that appropriate?
Well, that's not my understanding. My understanding is the majority of the ticket actually goes to the state.
Oh, okay. My fault if I'm wrong about that. Sorry.
So it's the operator. Now we're in a split with the operator, but again, when we look for red herrings to argue, when someone emails me and says, "What about this? What about efficiency?" I always write back and say, "Are you looking to run more red lights?" You know, and so my argument is, so the money argument comes up. If this was about money, then maybe we would pick a couple of intersections and put officers there where it would be financially viable to do so. And then we would get a 100% of the ticket revenue if this was about money. As I've told you many times, Eddie, if we make $0 or lose money financially on this, but we had one less person get killed at 9th and Bayou, I think that's a good investment in our city, you know, and so this is not a money making venture for us. This is a safety making venture for us, and we'll see what happens. And here's the great part: if all of these myths are true, there's more fender benders, there's inefficiency of the lights, then the great news is we get to evaluate in 6 months or a year, and I have no problem as mayor saying, "Hey, we tried that; that didn't work." I have no problem saying that.
Yeah, Gulf Breeze has them, and Melton got rid of them, so you can adapt, right?
Exactly. All those fender benders, these mythical fender benders that are going to all happen now, well, those are going to be tracked, right? Those are going to be technically accidents still. So that means accidents will be going up at all of these intersections, and if that's the case, then I have no problem saying, hey, we need to reevaluate this.
One person says, okay, so if the goal of this is to teach red light runners to stop it, why not have a lower first offense cost? Because, you know, it's possible people might not even realize that they run red lights. I mean, it's hard to imagine, but I mean, you know, there it is. Is it maybe better to have an introductory penalty, like you're going to do the 1 month warning period for no penalty? Would it make more sense to have first ticket $50 instead of, what's it going to be, 150, something like that, right?
Yeah, it's right around 150. Well, first of all, I'll tell you, we had zero conversation in the building about the cost, meaning, in other words, the cost that it is right now is pretty much the minimum cost it can be.
Okay.
Because of the state aspect, because of having to pay for equipment to go in and all that. So this was not open for interpretation necessarily, unless we wanted to go up. There was no interpretation on cost on our side. But what my retort to, hey, well, what about a $50 ticket? Well, my first thing is, well, if a cop catches you running a red light this morning, what is that ticket?
Mm-hmm.
Because, in other words, we have to compare. It could be cheaper than an officer seeing you and running a red light as well, you know. So we would have to look at that. But it's really a moot point.
Yeah, and I am 100% with you on the right now our efficiency at stopping this is zero. Let's see what we get over 6 months. Let's deal with that, and we'll see. You know, we'll actually have data, and we can prove or disprove a lot of these allegations of, you know, the parade of horribles that's going to happen. I did have just one thing. God, there's so much, always so much. By the way, congratulations to your mom for winning her CivicCon Award for Connie Bookman. That's great. I mean, you know, she certainly deserves it. That's kind of a neat little thing. We've got PPD is going to be getting a raise. I didn't understand about this story. It's going to go up 16% from $45,000 to $52,500 for starting. But it's not for the sergeants and lieutenants. And the only thing I didn't understand about that was, we all know about the dangers of compression, the problems compression causes, and why it's important to whole pay scale improve. Why isn't it being done on a plan where it's not piece at a time?
Well, so first of all, yeah, you're absolutely right. We have three different union negotiations ultimately within the police department. And so you have the officers, which is the vast majority of our force. And then, of course, you have sergeants and lieutenants that are separate. Well, it is apples and oranges and bananas in terms of what's been put in those, what compression proofing has been put in those, et cetera. So, you know, obviously the other two are in negotiation. Certainly not going to get in front of our folks working on that. But we'll get to a good landing spot. But the ultimate point is what we already have complete. The officers is about a 16% pay raise, again, going from 45 to about 52.5. As I said in the press conference, I meet with mayors all over this country that their number one problem is recruitment retention.
Right.
And so we've taken recruitment retention head on throughout the entire city employee, all 850 employees we have, you know, with the pay reform that we already put in place with all of our civilian employees. And then, of course, with the police department and the fire department last year. So, if we want to be competitive and we want to be a great place to work, we've got to pay competitively. And certainly, I think we're doing that certainly better than we were a year ago.
I just want to make sure that all of the officers, whether they're, ranks or not ranks, I want to make sure they all get their appropriate apples and bananas. That's the thing I'm taking away from this conversation. Just a note, somebody said, could you just mention to DC that they work on Palafox where the road diet is, and they have seen many, many people going at high speed down the bike paths. Of course, they're not supposed to. And also now bicycles using the sidewalk, which they're not supposed to. That's just kind of a note for you to, be aware of. And I'll probably mention that to PPD tomorrow when we talk to Mike Wood. We always like to end with the lightning round where we ask you sort of silly, frivolous questions, which is, I think, people's favorite part. so we'll allow it. For Thanksgiving, does the Reeves family consume their pie immediately after dinner, or is there a delay of an hour or two until the pie?
Who does the second one?
Yeah, I don't know. Exactly. Did I ask you that last week? It feels like maybe I asked you that last week, so I apologize.
No, you didn't.
Okay, good.
So you asked type of pie.
Oh, okay. All right, fair enough.
I'm absolutely number one, and I feel sorry for the families that are much more calorie responsible and wait an hour or two before.
Pie's the reward for eating well, right? Cyber Monday was this Monday. DC Reeves, you're just a little bit younger than I am. And the question is, do you like to buy things online? Do you feel comfortable buying online, or is it at all stressful for you?
I'm fine with it, but I really feel like even if you miss the Cyber Monday deal, it's coming back to you before Christmas anyway.
yeah, most likely.
I'm a little skeptical of Yeah. I try to be fiscally responsible on Cyber Monday.
And last one for you, fake or real tree for Christmas?
We have migrated to a fake tree. I was a lifelong real tree till about, you become mayor, all of a sudden going out to the farm the Griswolds becomes a little bit more difficult. So we've gone back to the fake tree, but. I at heart, as a child, I'm a real tree guy.
Okay, so you do the artificial tree out of necessity, but you feel guilty about it. Okay, well, I mean, still, welcome aboard. Welcome to the artificial tree side. I appreciate you being in our group. DC Reeves, Mayor of Pensacola, we'll look forward to City Council agenda review and meeting next week. And, of course, we'll talk to you next Wednesday. As always, thank you so much for the time, sir.
Absolutely. Thanks, Andrew.